The Web That Has No Weaver, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 306, Appendix B, Yang Organs in Disharmony. The main function of the yang organs is to receive and digest food, absorbing the useful portion and transmitting and excreting waste. Because yang organs are primarily involved with impure substances such as untransformed food, urine, and excrement, they are considered less internal than the yin organs, which are concerned with the pure of fundamental textures of qi, blood, essence, and spirit. Yang organs play a less crucial role than yin organs in both theory and practice. In acupuncture, however, the yang meridians are at least as important as the yin meridians. Each yang organ is coupled with the yin organ in what is called an interior-exterior relationship, and the meridian pathways of each pair of coupled organs are connected. Some yang organs have an intimate relationship with their corresponding yin organ. Other yang-yin coupling seems to be merely a mechanical working out of five-phase correspondences. The correspondences between liver and gallbladder, spleen and stomach, and kidney and bladder have actual physiological significance and are valuable in the practice of Chinese medical pathology. The correspondences between heart and small intestine and between lungs and large intestine are to be found in their meridians and are of less consequence in the actual practice of medicine. The yang organs are generally more involved with excess and heat disharmonies than their yin counterparts. The most common bladder disharmony is damp heat pouring downward, while kidney disharmonies are usually patterns of deficiency. The stomach and spleen also exhibit these tendencies and show their complementary opposition in relation to dampness and dryness. The stomach likes dampness and is sensitive to dryness, while the opposite is true of the spleen. Thus, deficient yin of the stomach is a common pattern, while dampness disharmony is typical of the spleen. The complementary relationship of the stomach and spleen is also emphasized by the direction of their qi, downward from the stomach and upward from the spleen. Therefore, the disharmony of the stomach will display signs of nausea, vomiting, and belching, reversals of the usual direction of movement. While the spleen's disharmony is associated with loose balls and hemorrhoids, gallbladder and liver disharmonies are difficult to distinguish clinically because the liver, unlike the other yin organs, often tends to be associated with heat and excess. There is a different distinction, however, in that gallbladder disharmonies are often seen to be more exterior and liver disharmonies more interior. The patterns of small intestine and large intestine disharmonies are not usually related to their corresponding yin organs, except in acupuncture, where meridians of the yang organs are used to treat their corresponding yin organs. Most commonly, small and large intestine disharmonies are related to the spleen, with a tendency to involve excess, stagnation, or heat, for instance, damp heat in the large intestine. Often, the symptom of gargling or rumbling or bovariums distinguishes these disharmonies from those of the stomach and spleen. The triple burner does not exist apart from the other organs and is rarely involved in patterns distinguish it from the other organs. Again, this is not true of its meridian, which has distinct existence and therapeutic use. The most common yang organs disharmony patterns are summarized in Table 12 to 16. Table 12, Stomach Disharmony Patterns. Stomach fire blazing signs are thirst, excessive appetite, bad breath, gum swollen and painful, burning sensation in epigastrium, explosive behavior, manic episode. Tongue signs are red material, thick yellow mass. Pulse are flooding or rapid and full. Deficient stomach signs are dry mouth and lips, no appetite, dry vomit or belching, constipation and nervousness. Tongue are peeled reddish material. Pulse is thin and rapid. Stagnant stomach qi. Signs are epigastrium is distended and painful. Pain often extends to sides. Pain is often emotionally related. Belching, sour taste in mouth, moodiness and frustration. Tongue is darkish material and pulse is wiry. Congealed blood in stomach signs are stabbing, piercing pain in epigastrium, distension, touch aggravates pain, black or dark stools, darkish face and suspiciousness, and paranoia. Tongue are darker material with red dots, thin yellow moss. Pulse are wiry and choppy. Deficient cold in stomach signs are slight persistent pain in epigastrium, discomfort relieved by warmth, eating, and touching. Shy, easily influenced by others. Tongue are pale material and most white moss. Pulse is deep or moderate moderate without strength. Table 13. Small intestine disharmony patterns. Deficient cold of small intestine signs are slight persistent discomfort in lower abdomen, gurgling noises in abdomen, and watery stools. Tongue are pale material with thin white moss. Pulse is empty. Stagnant qi of small intestine signs are growing and hypogastrium have urgent pain, often extending to lower back. One testicle descends more than the other. Tongue is white moss. Pulse are deep and wiry or deep and tight. Excess heat of small intestine signs are irritability, cold sores in mouth, sore throat, urination is frequent and even painful, with dark urine, lower abdomen feels full and talkative. Tongue are red material with yellow moss. Pulse are rapid and slippery. Obstructed qi of small intestine is, as signs are, violent pain in abdomen, constipation, no gas passes, possible vomiting of fecal material. Tongue are greasy yellow moss. Pulse is wiry and full. Table 14. Large intestine disharmony patterns. Damp heat invading large intestine signs are urgent need to defecate, intestifies after defecation, stool has pus or blood, burning an anus, often accompanied by fever. Tongue is red material with greasy yellow moss. Pulse is slippery and rapid. Intestinal abscess signs are urgent pain in lower right abdomen, fever or no fever, resists touch. Tongue is red material with yellow moss. Pulse is rapid. Exhausted fluid of large intestine signs are constipation, dry stool, often associated with postpartum condition. Tongue is red and dry material. Pulse is thin. Cold dampness in large intestine signs are rumbling in the intestine, abdomen sometimes painful, and diarrhea and clear urine. Tongue is moist with greasy white moss. Pulse is deep and slippery. deficiency of large intestine signs are chronic diarrhea, slight persistent lower abdominal discomfort, rumbling in intestine, pressure relief discomfort, cold limbs, and tired shin. Tongue is pale material with white mouth. Pulse is frail. Table 15. Gallbladder disharmony patterns. Excess gallbladder heat signs are flank and chest are painful and distended. Bitter taste in mouth. Vomits bitter fluid. And patient angers easily. Tongue is red material with yellow moss. Pulse is wiry, rapid, and full. Damp heat in both gallbladder and liver signs are jaundice, which is young type with bright yellow color, painful flanks, scanty dark urine, fever, nausea, vomiting, resentment, festering belligerence. Tongue is red material with greasy yellow moss. Pulse is wiry, rapid, and slippery. Deficient gallbladder heat signs are vertigo, frightens easily, timidity, indecision, unclear vision, and annoyance at little thing. Tongue is thin and white mouth. Pulse is wiry and thin. Table 16. Bladder disharmony patterns. Damp heat pouring downward into bladder signs are frequent, urgent, painful urination, fever, thirst, dry mouth, and backache. Tongue is red material with greasy yellow moss. Pulse is wiry and rapid, or slippery and rapid. Damp heat accumulating and crystallizing in bladder signs are urine occasionally contains sand-like pieces, difficult urination or sudden urine obstruction, occasional violent stabbing pain in lower groin or back, and occasional blood in urine. Tongue is reasonably normal. Pulse is reasonably normal. Turbid damp heat obstructing bladder signs are urine contains cloudy or murky substances. Tongue is red material with greasy moss. Pulse is soggy and rapid. Deficient bladder qi signs are incontinence or frequent urination or bedwetting. Tongue is moist white moss. Pulse is deep and frail.